Good evening, everybody. We are in a Monday night class. We are in the main class. I want to thank Hashem for bringing us here, and I want to thank you all for coming, and I want to thank all those for watching. We are continuing in the book of Mishkan Israel, the Mishkan of Israel, that how to create the person as a vessel to receive the light and to build his home with his wife, and to do the part of the man that God gave us for to be able to cherish this universe in the right way. So we're in the page Tet is like the 9 in Hakdama leMitzvot HaOnah, the beginning of the mitzvot, the preview of the mitzvot of the Onah. We are in the lower part of the page, and we continue from last week. And the head of the chapter is Mitzvat Onah Machzika et Kedushat HaNisuim V'Simchatam. The mitzvah of the unity, of the time of the unity between the husband and wife, they call it the Onah, the time of unified the husband and wife. This is the Kedusha, that's the time that the husband and wife unite together. And this is what sanctify the marriage and the happiness of the marriage that we be able to sustain in our lifetime. So we are now in the chapter they call Ashra'at Ashchina Ba'achdut Sheben Ish V'Ishto, how to dwell the holy presence of God in the unity between the husband and his wife. Lamadnu She'Achdut HaNisuim Mitkayemet Be'Inyan HaChibur. We learned that the unity of the marriage sustain herself when the husband and the wife unite together. Varim ele masod ema yesod ledivrei chazal. This is the foundation, according to our sages, shachibur makom hashra'at hashchina, that the unity and where is the unified, the unity between the husband and the wife, the place that united together. This is where is the shchina come together, and that's where is the Shechina dwelling. בזמן שאדם מתחבר עם אשתו בקדושה שכינה ביניהם. When the husband unite with his wife in a holiness, in a kedusha, he sanctified the moment, he separate all the rest of the universe from the moment that he unite with his wife. That's where is the Shechina dwell among them. If we discussed last time about Shir HaShirim, that the relationship between the Shechina and us and Hashem, this is a relationship between a husband and wife. The symbolic story in the Shir HaShirim, the way we understand that, that's exactly, God forbid, that people should not think that anything physicality into that, that it's all spirituality and everything that we are trying to imitate is only in a spiritual level. That when the two people unite together and the Shechina dwell among them, that means that the child, the offspring of them, will be in the Kedusha, and the child will be in the highest level. And if there's no Shechina, if the Shechina doesn't dwell among them, he's still going to be a child. They're telling the story about Sarah. Sarah was willing to wait 90 years and to negotiate. She was like fighting against the body, that she would want to have a child like Yitzchak. And the child like Yitzchak, she was willing to wait for 90 years to have a child like this. That means that the soul wanted to have a child like this, but the body doesn't let her. The body did not let her to have a child like this. And for this, she was waiting for 90 years. And she, in one point in her life, she said to Abraham, why don't you give the body what he wants? And if the body going to get what he wants, he will let me have what I want. That means if Hagar, that she symbolized the body, will have the child that she wants, then Sarai can have a child like Isaac, like Yitzchak, the way she wanted. And it was worth it to wait for 9 years. So he said, when two people unite together, in the person you have three parts. You have the father, the mother, and God that bring the soul. The mother bring all the red parts of the body, the father bring all the white parts of the body, and God bring the soul. When God decide to break the partnership, he give the parents their share, he taking his share, and he said to the parents, thank you very much, I break the partnership here. And then, after 120 years, when God gonna come to ask the person, what did you do with my share? The mother got her share, the father got her share. Where is my share? What you do with my share? What investment you did with my time? So, he's saying, the Zohar said, שבכל אתר זה שימושת במצווה, השתקה שנתה שריה על ההוא אתר. That means they said every time that this couple and every unification that they are unite together, the Shechina is dwell among these people. מאין דגרים להקבה שימושת במצווה, גרים דהסתלק שכינתה מעלמה. He said that גרים, they are the Shechina. When a person is not united with the soul, with the Jewish soul, the Shechina live. At the moment of the unity, the Shechina live. That means that God said, "Ani mikvodi le'acher lo iten." For my honor, I do not going to give to others. That means that he, when he choose his people to be slave to him, he choose the Jewish nation to be slave to Hashem. We are slave to God. People think that to be a chosen is a specialty. To be a chosen, imagine that somebody is going to the well constantly and he need to carry the water on his shoulder and give water to the rest of the universe. The Jewish nation, they are like the water carrier for Hashem. They need to carry the yoke of the Torah on the shoulder. And if they do a good job to Hashem, they get the blessing of Hashem. If it's not, constantly we've been facing Holocaust almost every 100 years. Why? If a Jew doesn't do the will of Hashem, is always we are the scapegoat to the universe. We are the one to blame. That means that we have no choice besides to follow the lead of the Torah. And if we do not, we pay the price anyway. So he said, when somebody unites outside of the boundage that God limited us, we are a limited people. God limited the Jewish people with many limitations. Don't do this, do this. Don't go there, do this. Don't eat this, don't drink this. Don't eat this and this. Don't do this here. Keep the Shabbos. Do this, only this. You cannot carry. So many limitations. But this limitation come to protect God's interest in the universe. So we're going to be able to reflect His light into the world. And if we do not do that, we get paid anyway. That means we are the scapegoat constantly. So he said, when the people, somebody are unite with a person that is not from their own kind, the dwelling of the Shechina is living right away. V'shoresh ha'inyan b'divrehem, and the roots of this subject in the world, hu be'echad u'mi yashivenu. I she'arei kadot b'ruchu lo yishtakach ela be'echad. Imata yikarei bar nash chad, בשעתה דהשתכח דחר ונוגבה והתקדש בקדושה אלאה והתכוון להתקדשה כדקה יאות. So he's saying, when God is God in the universe, when the unity between a male and a female, that each one of them have no attention to himself. The male, he forgot that he is a male, and the lady forgot that she is a female. And the only reason that they are united together is to carry the mitzvah of Hashem in this lifetime, for to be able to bring a pure children to this universe. So if this couple The only way that they could be able to have the purpose of God in the universe is they need to remove me from the universe. If me exists, God does not exist. And this is where is the unity that God been revealed only as one. When the people, when the husband and wife, that they are there not for themselves. They are only there for to be able to carry the mitzvah of Hashem. And if they do that, everything is perfect. Everything is perfect. And this is the only way that God can dwell among the children, among the people. And if the person, that the one of the side, is not as a unity among the way they're supposed to be, is no reality of God there. That means that the people need to know that for me to have God in my home, me need to be out. I should not be exist. Because me is all the time separate between God and the universe. Because if me exists, me is the biggest obstacle between the universe and anything that we need to achieve. And these two people, when they unite together, they need to remove, each one of them need to remove themselves from the relation and only to try to see God in the relationship. It's very hard to do. That means that God is revealed only as a unity between two people. Bekadish takhed ahu derav yahu keechad kedin kulam benafsha vegufa. That means that they unite together as one, and is no body, and it's only in the soul, and it's only for to be able to bring godliness into the universe. That means they unite together with the body and with the soul, but it's only for the purpose of Hashem. We love the that both of them, they only want to connect with the presence of God. Ubegufa benafsha lidabaka dabeda bereuta chada ubegufa kama deolfana debar nash delo nasiv keman deitpalik vekan deitchaber dachar venukba kedin itavedu chad gufa veishtakach deinehu chad nafsha vechad gufa veikare bar nash echad kedin kudsha veruchu share beechad.
And they said that these two people, when they forgot that they are two people, that they only the attention is to be as a one person, and need to forget that they have two different bodies, and they need to forget that they have two different souls, and they need this person, this new soul, this new unity between this couple, that they call it as a Barnash, that he become to be as a one person, and it's only unite, only get reality as one, like the same thing Hakudsha Baruch Hu, that Hashem is only unite as Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that we unified Hashem only in Echad. The same thing here, we unified Hashem only when we are matching face and Echad as a one person between two people, that we see the unity as a one body, one soul, one neshama. וכעניין זה, in the same thing, כי כאשר יש כאן אחדות אל הזיווג, the same thing, when we have a unity, when this couple unite together, אז יש כאן זיווג אלוקי. That's what they call godly, that the unity is godliness. The godliness of the unity, you see Hashem in the unification of this couple. Ki achiluk hu davar gishmi, the separation is only in the physicality. Va'achdut inyan eloki, and the unity is only God in the universe. That means when you are in any situation, and if you see people that they create separation between each other, that's not God. And if you create PUC people, they create a unity among the people. This is what they call God. הדבר מנרמז בגמרא, they told us, they give us a hint in the Gemara in Ketubot. אמרו יהודה ברי דרב חיה, כל בי שימושה הווה איתי לביתה, וכי הווה איתי הווה ככה זה קיימה עמודה דנורה. עמודה דנורה בפני כבודו, על שמקיים מצוות עונה בעונתה. ולפי זה, כיוון זה בכתב, דעיה רגיל לבוא אל ביתו, ולהראות אהבה וחיבה, וסימנה דאמונה דנורה. שבא אל ביתו, דעיה וסימן להתפשטות אור דקדושת השכינה, שהיא מתייחדת ליל שבת, ומזדבגת בקדוש ברוך הוא. So they're saying, when a person comes to his home, the unity in the person, when he's coming to his home, that he coming only to be united and connect things with Shabbos. They're bringing here the story about Rabbi Yehuda, when he was coming into his home, the house was full of light. Why? Because the only purpose that he come to his home is to show love and sympathy to his wife. What we are talking about here, talking about the person, when he coming home to his wife, when they say beta, the Gemara many times call the wife my house. And if it's no wife, it's no house. It's only apartment. It's empty shell. The wife taking and she make it a home. And if this person coming into his home just to show love and unity and that he show the sympathy that he have to this house, the light of the Kedusha, of the Shekhinah, dwell and make this house like Friday night. That means the Friday night, they said Talmid Chacham only unite with his wife from Friday to Friday. Why? You need to accept your wife the way you accept Shabbos. You need to have a full table with a cover, with wine and challah and candle. Everything need to be prepared. That means that you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to prepare for Shabbos. The same thing here, when a person need to accept the Kedusha of his wife, he need to prepare constantly for that. He cannot just walk in. Only a person that uneducated just walk into the house and he think that everything is belong to him. When a person want to unite with his wife, he need to do it in a Kedusha like Kedusha Shabbos. He need to separate everything, he need to prepare everything, he need to set up the table and to cover everything with the right things, with the beautiful things, with the beautiful candle, a beautiful challah, beautiful wine, and everything need to be special. The way you make, if you don't know how to accept Shabbos special, you don't know how to accept your wife. Some people think that they coming into Shabbos, they just buy a bottle of wine and they're going to be a guest by somebody home. That's not how to accept Shabbos. A person need to accept Shabbos and need to invest in Shabbos. Same thing a person need to invest in his wife. Otherwise he have no emotion for her. Man doesn't love anybody beside himself. The only reason that they love the wife because they invest in her. And if they invest in her, they protect her. The same thing in Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you need to go to invest in Shabbos. And if you do so, you're going to really feel for Shabbos. And if you don't, you basically you have no feeling for that. So he said that the Leila de Shabbat mizdaveget b'kodesh Baruch Hu, that means that Shabbos come, we unite with Hashem because we work 6 days for just to come for Shabbos. The same thing here. When the husband know how to prepare for Shabbos, he will know how to prepare to unite with his wife. And they said that Talmid Chacham only unite with his wife only from Friday to Friday. When the Shekhinah is there, the Holy Presence of God is there, then that's the time to unity with the wife. ובכל מקום ההתייחדות שבין איש ואשתו, in every place that they unify, the unity between the husband and wife, הוא האופן הנבחר לגילוי קדושת הדבקות של כנסת ישראל המיוחדת לקדוש ברוך הוא. That means in every place that the husband unites with the wife, this is where is the revealing of God and how God dwell among the Jewish people or among the house or among the Shekhinah. What does it mean? If a person does something, if a person
read the paper, speak on the phone, work on the computer, and anything that he wants, or he's outside of the house and his wife needs him and she calls him, and he finds himself telling his wife another couple minutes, he needs to know that the Shekhinah is not there. When he finds his wife, when his wife telling him, calling him, and he says, yes, my wife, the Shekhinah is there. The same thing with the husband. When the husband called the wife, and the wife telling him, 1 second, and she does the dishes, or she does something else, the Shekhinah is not there. The Shekhinah is there when the wife saying to the husband, yes, my husband. When she finds herself saying, yes, my husband, she needs to know that the Shekhinah is right away there. The unity between people, the dishes can wait, the computer can wait, the newspaper can wait, anybody can wait. Your wife cannot wait. The husband cannot wait. When he calls his wife, he wants that she's going to attend to him right away. Not to tell him 1 second, it's not excuse, not the children, not the mother, not her parents, not the street, not the telephone, nothing. Everything needs to be lived right away and he needs to attend to his wife. That's when you know when the Shekhinah is there. So he said that every time that this husband and wife, that they are united with each other, the Shekhinah is there. ואין זה משל בלבד, it's not only a story or parable, אלא מצוות הבית נושאות את תוכן הקדושה של התעלות ישראל ודקות ביוצרם. That means that the קדושה of the home sustain the essence of the קדושה. The unity at home sustain the essence of the קדושה to be able to elevate these people, for to be able to create a unity like godliness unity in this lifetime. And if we do not do it, to match face to our Creator. He said, before we're going to call him, he's going to answer us right away. Right? לפני שנקרא תכף יענה. We call him to Hashem, he right away answers us. Before we call on him, he already answers us. The wife needs to know the need of the husband. Before he's coming home, he knows that the husband coming, she needs to put the red carpet. She needs to prepare whatever he likes. He likes the dish, he likes the meal ready, let him have the meal. He likes the newspaper ready, let him have the meal. He likes his children standing there telling him good evening. He put the children on the front of the door to face the father and to say good evening. Whatever the husband likes, the wife needs to prepare so he will be able to walk into this home and to really feel comfortable that everybody does the way, everything does the way he wants it. Because if you make him feel like a king, he will run home. And he's going to make you feel like a queen. There's no question about it. Any question up to here? So the way people are sustained, their relationship, and the way they are carry each other, that's the way the Shekhinah dwell in their home. And that's the way they match face with the Creator. Shir Hashirim Kodesh HaKodeshim. You have song that the Tehillim, for example, this is Kodesh. And the Song of Songs, this is the Holy of Holy. Banui al Mashal Zeh, it's been built on this parable. ובבית המקדש מתגלה לישראל חיבתם לפני המקום, כחיבת זכר ונקבה. That means that this story, this book, this song is revealing the relationship between a husband and wife, like between God and us. And when it's coming into the, they tell us in Yoma that the way God like the Jewish people, this is like a male that like his wife. And this is what they call the Holy of Holy, call the room of the bedroom of Hashem. That means that the unification between a husband and wife, this is like the relationship between us and Hashem. That the person need to want it to be close to Hashem like he love his wife. God forbid, do not think that any physicality here, the desire that the person need to have in this lifetime to every quality that he put in the front of us is like the desire that we have to our physicality. God forbid, do not get that it's only a parable. That means, if people living in this lifetime, for example, God gave us parents. Why do we need parents? Why not God make children grow like an avocado? Like any other thing. Like apples. Put a seed in the ground and let it grow. You put some water, God's going to make it grow. Why He gave us parents? The only reason that He gave us parents is that we will understand, to feel, to have the feeling, what does it mean to have children? What does it mean that the children is part of us? God took and He blew the soul into the human. And if I take and I blow a balloon, what is in the balloon is part of me. I put it there. The same thing Hashem. Part of Hashem is in us. For us to be able to understand the Creator, He give us a parents that we're going to feel what does it mean to be a father and a mother. That we're going to feel what does that mean that is Hashem, that He is the ultimate father of all of us. And the Shekhinah is our mother. How does it feel? The same thing here. They're telling us, so we're going to be able to understand. They say, on all the sin, at kol apshaim techase ahava. The love cover for all the sin. But nevertheless, a person needs to know that the love that he needs to have, like Yaakov, he had such a love to Yosef, that when he saw Yosef, he couldn't believe that he taking his attention, his love, to Yosef instead of to Hashem. And he screamed, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That he screamed and he just realized that all these years that he was paying attention to give the love to Yosef, he's supposed to give the love to Hashem. And there's no other love. If I need to see you, I need to see the godliness in you. For to be able to love you or to love Hashem, I need to see what God put in you. And I need to honor you because the godliness that you hold in, not anything else. And this is the love that we need to have in everything in the universe. We need to see letaken olam b'malchut shakai, to correct the universe in the kingdom of God, to be able to see in every creature to see godliness, in everything that we do to see godliness. And if I be able to find God in everything that I do, especially with my wife, that this is the main thing that the people are getting married and loving each other, if I can see godliness in her, this is the ultimate power of relationship between husband and wife and between God and us. Kedushat HaChibur bnuya al ha'achdut. The holiness of the unity, it's built on the faith in how we be able to unite with each other, to make it as one. That means that I need to see godliness by my wife, and my wife need to see godliness by me. And if we are all there only for to be able to bring the word of Hashem into the universe, this is the way the Kedusha, and they tell us already before that Rabbi Levi said, you need to stay away from 9 different bad attributes. That means that we should not be drunk, we should not be angry, we should not be, you need to be modest. All the 9 bad obstacles that could come, the children that could come from this relation, could be according to your state of mind. And if a person in a unity is a state of mind only to bring godliness to this universe, the children will be the same thing. But if, God forbid, if somebody is having some anger and he have a relationship, this anger, the child that he's going to bring into the universe, is going to get into this child the anger that he has. Or any other obstacle, a person needs to prepare himself to this moment for to be able to remove all the negativity. They cannot tell us how much to go in a Kedusha, but they can tell us to avoid all the obstacles that we should not fall with them. הדברים אלו נבין שנושא ההלכה בעניין קדושת החיבור. From here we can understand that all the law that they put in the
הקדושה and the holiness of the unity between husband and wife, הוא דרך העמידה אותו על קשר אמיתי. That means this is what sustains everything in the truly connection. שהוא סיבת הקדושה, that this is the reason of the קדושה, that we need to sustain the universe. כהמשך דברי הזוהר, like the Zohar says, בגין כך, שאין הקודם ברוך הוא שורה אלא באחד, that God only dwells when this couple become to be as one. ובר נש למחדד להתעתה דהי שאתה זמנה לה בריאותה חדה עמה. That means that these two people become to be as one. One in a body, one in the neshama, one attention, only to bring godliness in the universe. That means that need to forget what is in for them. The only the attention of the husband need to be to please his wife. And only the attention of the wife is to please the husband. And both of them need to please Hashem there. That means that they need to do it in a way that the Kedusha, we already discussed about it, that the bed need to be in a certain from north to south, that when not to do it, when yes to do it, like everything that's the detail that we already, this every person need to have his own rabbi explain him how to sustain this relation for to be able to bring the Kedusha down. So he said that we already explained it. Be'i debar nash, nemechadeh li tata ba'ahi sha'ata zeman ha'da beru'uta ha'da ima lakvin bereshit chokma she'yeh retzona dabuk imo she'lo yeh b'neihem shum katruya u'machloket ela ahava v'achva shalom v'ra'ut. That means that we already said that if we was not receiving Torah to know how to please the wife, how we will know how to please the wife? So Chazal tell us, we will learn from the rooster, the way he dance around the hens, we're supposed to dance around our wife. That means he said that the person need, in the beginning of the wisdom, in the Bereshit Chokhma, that means that first thing he need to please her, that all her wishes going to be to unite with him for Kiddush Hashem. This is the wishes that the husband need to take and to please his wife in a way that all her wishes going to be just to make, to be able to unite with him for to be able to do Kiddush Hashem. שלא יהיה ביניהם שום כתוגיה או מחלוקת, that God forbid no any dispute or any other obstacle that come into this relation. Just love, unity, peace and friendship. Nothing else. לכן כתב האגרא, משמעות אומרם, יקדש עצמו בשעת השמיש, that the person need to sanctify, to make himself holy in the time of the unification with his wife, when he serves his bed, ומתייחסת לזהירות מהם, that we said that it's already, that they tell us that we need to be careful in this nine bed midot, that Rabbi Levi said already. בתוכן הזרתה בתת מידות הוא להישמר מפגם האהבה ברצון שביניהם, that means to be careful not to damage this moment of love and unity between them. Yes?
Can you name the nine midot that we should stay away from?
But they don't say the nine midot, but they said that the way the Torah speak, the Torah talking about what the children that come from that. That means they tell us to stay away from nine. Rabbi Levi said that the children that come from this relation, we need to stay away for not to have a children that like this. For example, I'm going to try to find it. That was, yes, we already said it many times in the class. If you look in other classes, we already said, here is that. Rabbi Levi said, those are the nine bad midot that the children coming from that. So he said, children of rape, children of hate, children of nidui.
What's this?
Nidui is like when the lady, she's a nida. Bnei temura, the children of replacement, Bnei Meriva of argument, when you argue with each other, the children of drunks, when they are people they didn't, when they drunk a little bit.
Grushat Alev, the children of Grushat Alev, when a person separates, divorces his wife, but they still have children of mixing and the children of daring, when the people are not modest in the relationship. So he said already to stay away from those non-attributes for not to be able, not to to keep the love among you. And this foundation, Malib Nashave, Mipnesh, Misarim Shatashmish, Varim Achin Shipuri, that means that the people need to be careful on what they saying in the time of the unity in the bed, the word that they saying, because any word that it's not there for to be able to show love and unity between them, that basically bringing the negativity between them. Yes.
There was one
mirror
that I didn't quite understand.
I explain to you later. If this unity connection was not been done with full love and full willingness and with the full desire, the Shechina is not there. The Holy Presence of God is not there. למדנו שעיקר השראת השכינה הוא האחדות באהבה וברצון. That means the main thing of the Shechina dwelling there is the willingness to do it with love and unity between each other. מתוך כוונת מצווה, that means that only attention is to do the mitzvah of Hashem to sustain, to bring children or wealth or light or whatever the Shechina into this universe. And to go in the path of the mitzvah and the path of Hashem. מכאן שגם כדי לזכות לבנים כשרים, and from here we learn, for to be able to be worthy to receive a kosher children, העיקר נדרש הוא להשתדל בעניין האחדות. The main thing is to try to the maximize the unification in the moment of unity. כפי הכוונת המעשה של קדושת האישות המבורים לסימן זה, like we already explained, how, what to stay away from, and how to keep your mind and your word and your actions as one unity for to be able not to, God forbid, create any obstacle in the relation. Any question? We're going to continue now. We're on a page Yud Aleph.
Question.
Yes.
So, if a couple has a problem, they haven't worked out, and there's a little animosity there, is it better not to unite, or better to unite to try to
100%
bring somebody closer?
100% not to unite. First, you need to work all the obstacles and to please your wife before any unity between the couple. That's not the tools to get to make peace at home. We're in chapter 3. המצווה לקיים את קשר האישות, the mitzvah to sustain this unity between the couple. The mitzvah שבקיום העונה ומעלתה, the mitzvah of the reason that we are have an obligation to unite with the wife with the right time, and the what is the reason how it's affect the entire universe. הנה דברים שהזכרנו, עניין מעלת קשר האישות, that we already explained many things about the unity and the bondage between the couple when they unite together. הרי מאחר שנשא אדם אישה, from now come that the person he already married his wife, דבר זה נעשה למצווה עליו, these things become to be a mitzvah for him, that he have an obligation. For example, it was a couple that they've been in Seattle. I'm sorry, they went to, not Seattle, I'm sorry. They went to Alaska. And the time come that the lady, they are traveling, and the wife, that was the time that she need to go to the mikveh. And there's no mikveh in Alaska. I don't know now, but it was at least 5 years ago. So they called me from there and they said, what should we do? The closest mikveh is in Seattle. What the lady does there, they fly from Alaska to Seattle. They go to the mikveh and they come back. What the Kiddush Hashem? What the Kiddush Hashem? to fly, to go to Alaska, to go to Seattle from Alaska, and then to fly back. So the husband called and he asked, and I said to him, it depends by your wife. If your wife can wait, they say in 2 days we're going to be back where we live in. I said, this is question only for your wife. If your wife can wait until you're going to come back to your... But if your wife said that she cannot wait, she need to fly and to come back. There's no question about it. So when a person married a wife, he has the obligation of the onah, the time that he need to unite with his wife. If he's away, he need to make his trip and he need to come back, regardless where is he. And the time that he need to unite with his wife. We're talking about the 2 weeks of separation and 2 weeks of unity after she's been in the mikveh. It's become to be a mitzvah to him. וזה מלבד השעבוד לאישה. This is beside all the other things that he is already obligated to his wife. וכן פרשו חז"ל וקראו בכל מקום לעונה דבר מצווה. And the sages already explained to us, and they wrote, and every time that they spoke about the onah, the time of unity, they call it דבר מצווה. ואמרו שובו לכם לאלוהיכם לשמחת עונה. And they say, go back to your tent. Why? To make your wife happy. By the way, all the mitzvot that come with the wedding is only for to be able to make the wife happy. Most of the guys that you ask them, they just want to do a simple wedding. They're even willing to skip the wedding. The only reason that the wedding is there, beside that to publicize this simcha and to share in this, that's to make the wife happy. Ishto nami mitzvah kavid, his wife, in the Gemara in Pesachim, they said that his wife, this is the mitzvah that he's basically carried the yoke on his shoulder. And simchat ona, and the happiness to make his wife happy in the time of the ona, kamevuar sham, shamitzvah hi af she'eno meshubad leze. Or Rabbeinu Yonah, that he said, בשם המגיש, וכמו שכל שאר המצוות חייב לקיימן, גם כן מצוות עונה מצווה מן התורה היא וחייב לעשותה. He said, like Rabbeinu Yonah said, that the, all, like the way he obligated to all the other mitzvot, it's from the Torah, the same thing, the mitzvah of unite with his wife and the time that she is going to the mikveh, that's the mitzvah from the Torah, and he have to do that. וכל כך ברמב״ם עונה תשמיש מצווה היא, that the time of the unity with the wife, that's the time that he need to unite with her when he's coming to the mikveh, this is a mitzvah for sure, 100%. וצערה דגופה, and this is if not, you make your wife sad. מבואר שהעונה, it basically make her body sad. מבואר שהעונה מוגדרת כמצווה חיובית. But that means that it's one of the mitzvah that you, positive mitzvah that you need to do. מלבד החובה הכללית לפרוע את שעבודו. Beside that, that he have an obligation, they bring it here that they said that, for example, a person need to do mitzvah tona like he is paying his mortgage. You need to come on time, you need to pay on time, you need to pay the full amount, you cannot, nobody asks you to pay more, but you need to do it like religiously, like the way you pay all the other obligations that you have. וכן מבואר בדברי בעלי הנפש, they already explained in בעלי הנפש, אבל מעונת תלמיד חכם, אבל מעונת תלמיד חכם, ודאי אין למעט, שהרי אמרו, אשר פריו ייתן ביתו, זה המשמש מיתתו. על שם לעין שם מבואר בדברה שמכיוון שעונה תלמיד חכם היא עיקר סדר האישות, הרי אין למעטה אפילו ברשותה, ואין זה אלא מצד המצווה שבקיום האישות, וכן משמע שראוי לקיים עונת שבת גם שלא מצד השעבוד. תלמיד חכם, a person that he sit and learn all day, and he is very educated, and this is what his, the Torah, this is his to work. That's what he's going to do every day. And he serves his bed. Usually, he serves his bed in Shabbos. Serving his bed. When he unites with his wife, they call it serving your bed. So he's saying that he need to do the mitzvah in Shabbos, even if he already pays his dues, even if it's not obligation. Why? Because she is the wife of a smart man, of Talmid Chacham, of educated person, and she knew that he does his service bed only from Shabbos to Shabbos. When he's coming home, he needs to serve his wife, even if it's not from the moment of the obligation that he has. That means that he needs to do this for to be mesameach his wife. He cannot reject this unity with his wife, even though that he does it only from Shabbos to Shabbos. If the wife have a need, he needs to make his wife happy. וכן מבואר עוד בטור, they explain עוד, שיהיה זהיר לקיים עונתו, that he need to be very careful when he unite with his wife. ויש שם שפירש דרשת בזהירות זה, שירדוף בינו לבינה, אהבה ואחווה, כל עיין, כדי שלא יגיע שום ביטול לעונת שבת. That means that the person need to, when he serve his bed from Shabbos to Shabbos, he still need to have, he still needs to love his wife and to honor her and to dear her, and he needs to do it very carefully. That he's not going to come to the point when he's getting close to his wife that he's going to have to do the unity not in Shabbos. He needs to try to aim that the unity between the husband and wife need to be as close to Shabbos as possible. לעניין מי ימי החורף שאלו את הארי אם יפתור מן העונה להיות זמן הקור וגם בהיות ימי עיבור ויניקה והשיב אם האישה מוחלטת פטור הרי הורה לקיים העונה אף על פי שאם אין לסבול אף על על אף שהאישה מוחלטת והחזינן כמה יקרה מצווה. So he's saying here he's saying they ask the Ari HaKadosh in the time of the winter. Today, thank God, we have mikveh, we have warm week mikveh, the lady go. But in the old days, no heat. The lady need to go to the mikveh. It's called mikveh. Not everywhere it was a hot mikveh. So they asked Ari if it's okay not to be mevatel, not to skip the time of the cold weather. So he said, do not take this mitzvah so lightly. He said, if the lady decides that she doesn't want it, the person is patur. He doesn't have to. But if the lady decides that she's going to the mikveh, there's no question about it. Even in the day of the cold. ומעלת קיום העונה בקדושה מפורשת בזוהר, and the level, the understanding, the highest level of understanding of the קדושה, of the holiness, they already explained in the זוהר, ביניהם מה שאמר, דהי כל בנש באה להשתכחה דחר ונוגבה, בגין התאפקה מהימנותה. וכדין שכינתה לא התפרש מן היה לעלמין. כיוון שאתה לפתה להשתועל, אין לחדלה, בגין ירדה, דהי זיווגה חדוותה דמצווה היא, וחדוותה דמצווה, חדוותה דשכינה היא. So he's saying that they say in the Zohar in Bereshit, Mem Tet, verse Nun 49, verse 50, they said that the person, when he need to unite with his wife, he need to forget that he's a male and a female. They need to forget that they are male and female. Why? That they are here to bring the Shekhinah into this universe. That the person need to be a giver. The male is a giver, and he need to give to his wife. And God wants him to give, so he will give him more that he's going to be able to give. Iten ve'yosif ve'iten ve'yosif, that he constantly going to give. If a person have a cup, how much can he take? He come into the well, how much can he take? Very limited according to the vessel of the cup. But if a person take the cup and he give to this and he give to this and he keep giving, he can fill up the cup over and over again. The same thing the husband. The husband is only giving to his wife whatever God gave him. And he have an obligation constantly to give to his wife. Why? To make her happy. And if he make the Shekhinah happy, that that's his wife, he make her happy, that he unite with her with the mitzvah, then the Shekhinah is coming there to bless him over and over again. That he should keep giving and keep giving and keep giving. The main part in our life is just to give. Patoach tiftach, naton titen, anek tanik, constantly to give. Most of the people, when they give, even when they give, they say, what is in for me? Instead of to give because it's the right thing to do, they give and they ask, what is in for me? That's where is the biggest failure in the universe. A person needs to give because it's the right thing to do. Doesn't matter what is the other side will do. If you save somebody, you jump into the river, you saved him because it's the right thing to do. Not because what is the gratitude that he's going to have to you. Or any other thing. A doctor help a patient because it's the right thing to do. Not what is this patient will do back for him. And the same thing in everything, when it's coming to your children, when it's coming to your wife, when it's coming to your friend, when it's coming to everybody. You're going to the wedding because you are there to make the bride and the groom happy. Regardless, what they're going to do for you. It's right to make them happy. That's what you need to do. Same thing here. That every purpose of the person in this lifetime is just to do the right thing. And to be, when the person makes his wife happy, the Shekhinah dwell in this home, the children will be right, the parnasa, the wealth, that income will be right, this house will be a house of people that come to learn, going to be shine up to the universe. This house will cherish and all the good of that God wants to bring into the universe if the unity between the husband and wife is going to be right. The children, they're going to be right children, they're going to be a kosher children, they're going to have a kosher wedding with the spouse or with the husband, the grandchildren will be blessed. Everything is coming from this home. The home is the main thing for the blessing of all. And if a person knows how to treat his home right, everything else will flourish, everything else will grow and everything will prosper. But if he doesn't have a home, he doesn't have his wife, he has nobody to give to, he basically just a taker. And this is the biggest difficulty in the universe. How much you can take? The only what is your vessel is carry. You have 8 ounce vessel, that's what you can take. And if you take more, it wouldn't help you because it's going to spill to the ground. But when you take a wife and you give, and she gives to the children, and she gives to the rest of the universe, and you shine from this wife to the rest of the universe because the Shekhinah is there, you'll be able to give endless light to the world. And that's the purpose of the home. That's the purpose of giving. That the person needs constantly to give because it's the right thing to do. So Bezrat Hashem, that you're all going to be able to be married and to unite with the wife and to bring your wife home and to make her happy, like you accept the Shabbos and you start with the Shabbos. And if you accept Shabbos right, with the house ready and the food ready and whatever is that, and the table is covered and beautiful flower, you're going to be able to learn how to accept your wife and to build a trusting home in Am Yisrael. Merabi, amen, amen, ken yi ratzon. Thank you everybody for watching. Thank you everybody for coming. Thank you everybody for watching on the net. It's not a shame that you're going to, God going to bless you, that you all going to get married this year. Merabi, amen, amen.